Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Everybody has an agenda in front of them. I need a resolution to approve the agenda. Deputy Mayor Campbell? Councilor Webster? Okay, so I need to ask everybody if they're in favor of that, Hope? Yeah, okay. Deputy Mayor Campbell?
Yeah.
Councilor Webster?
Yes.
Councilor Carew?
Four.
Councilor Humphries?
Yes.
Thank you. Passed. Declaration of pecuniary interest? None being heard. We have before us the minutes of April the 22nd, 2020 in front of us. Do I have a mover and a seconder to approve the minute?
I so move, Mr. Mayor.
Councilor Humphries?
Yes.
Seconder? I need a second. Councilor Webster? Deputy Mayor Campbell? Councilor Webster?
I approve.
Councilor Carew?
Four.
Councilor Humphries?
Yes, approved.
Okay, thank you. We have the staff report 2020 for the budget. Hope, you taking that or and Natalie taking that?
Oh, I'll take that. So the recommendation being that council direct staff to utilize funds from the environment reserves to offset the increase in the recycling contract costs, and that council direct staff to utilize funds from the modernization reserve for the 2020 work plan as provided by JP2G consultants for the purpose of the expansion feasibility study. So back on February 28th, council held a one-day budget workshop with all committees and council for information and discussion. We took the recommendations back and have been working within the 2020 operating and capital budget. Some of these items that were discussed included capital projects, equipment purchases, utilizing modernization funds for scanning of documents and software, tablets for use of the fire department, etc. The unknown at that time was the curbside recycling contract figure. We have since received, obviously, and awarded the tender. So what originally I had input $200,000 for the 2020 amount. However, the actual figure for 2020 is $210,000 to be reflected. So the previous direction to staff was to look at an overall potential levy increase of 2%, which is essentially reflective of growth. Solely due to the increase in the curbside recycling contract, it is impacted the levy by 4.9%. Therefore, the township could possibly see a 6.9% levy increase. That being said, staff is recommending maintaining that 2% increase as originally discussed, and we can achieve this by utilizing the environment reserves to offset that large increase for this year. So we're recommending to take $115,670 out of the environment reserves, which leaves a balance of $192,000 ending for 2020. And this leaves enough, more than enough in for the landfill closing costs as required to be kept in that reserve. And additionally, JP2G has provided staff with their 2020 budget work plan and proposal for the landfill site expansion feasibility study. And this was estimated at about $24,000. And we're recommending, staff is recommending that this be taken out of modernization funds. And further that, recently an inspection was performed at the landfill site by MOE. And there are a few items that need to be adhered to moving forward. Those items will be brought forward to the test committee once we can have a meeting accordingly. And further to that, we need to schedule a public meeting via Zoom to pass the budget once further direction has been given tonight. There is a required notice period that I have to adhere to through policy of 14 days. This can be done via notice of the website and in the local paper. So you read my protocol for having a Zoom public meeting. They would have to contact the CAO put in a request to be part of the public meeting and submit questions if they have any beforehand. Otherwise, any member of the public can receive a 2020 budget package at any point and not be included in the meeting. And that's basically my report.
Okay, thank you, Hope. Questions or comments on Hope's report? Councillor Webster.
The MOE, or the stuff we have to do for the MOE for this year, or their report coming forward, is that an expensive venture? Do we know yet? Or can we use that for modernization money? Or what are our thoughts there?
I will let Adam speak to that, Public Works Manager. He'll fill you in.
Overall, we had a very good report. There's some signage issues for directing traffic of where certain drop-off areas are and coinciding signs that need to be dropped up in those areas where they want materials dropped. Also, they are concerned about the ash because we're not reporting the quantity that we are taking, and it's a fire hazard in their eyes. So for the minimal quantity that we do collect, we need to evaluate whether it's worth still collecting ash. But that's really at no cost. The cost would be for the signage. I got an estimate from Cedar Signs of just around $1,100 to put up the signage, obviously adding in some time for the guys. I have a plan in place already. I've had them made up mobile signs on the U-flanges and tires that they can move. And then on the main board, there would be signs for where to dump your waste with an arrow directing them. Left definitely concerns that we should address. I've also had the guys trim up the tree line, add some thinner gauge fencing to catch any loose plastic bags and that, because they did see some across the road. They didn't make it a recommendation, but it was noted that we need to try to contain that a little better. But overall, the report was very good. But if we're looking to expand our ECA, we should try to button up these loose ends.
Yeah, good idea.
Any other comments?
They do, Mayor
Campbell.
So I know, the numbers sound, you've obviously taken the time to look into it and see what effect it would be. Is there any contract reviews or anything expiring this year that within this fiscal year that may affect the budget for next year?
Not as far as I can see. We just ordered the recycling tender. It depends on any, I guess, future capital projects that council may decide to enter into. Adam, you might want to comment on the waste collection. I don't think that's up for renewal next year, but potentially 2022.
Yeah, we will have to look into that. I believe next year we can tender if we want, but there is some extension years on it. I'll have to look into it a little bit more in detail. But definitely, I know MTERRA is looking at possibly getting into waste collection, so there are a lot of viable options. But for now, the contract we have is a pretty good price, so I think we're sitting good with that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments on Hope's report? None? I need a mover and a seconder to approve the report then.
Awesome.
Councillor Webster. Got a seconder?
I'll second.
Deputy Mayor Campbell. Any other comments or discussion? All in favor? So
yes.
Webster. Sorry, I have to ask by name.
Yeah.
Councillor Webster?
Yes. Four.
Deputy Mayor Campbell?
I'm four.
Councillor Carew?
Four.
Councillor Humphreys?
Four.
And I'm four. Carrie. Staff report, landfill site operation strategy. Adam taking that, or are you taking that, Hope?
No, Adam will take that one.
Okay. Go ahead, Adam.
The The council received the business plan provided by the public works manager, and the council agreed to move forward with a special landfill site operating strategy beginning May 12th, 2020. A note, there is a discrepancy. Originally, I had it down as May 16th. In further talks past this report, hope and I decided maybe to do the 12th as a soft opening and then continue with the 16th as the main collection day. So the background is, discussion is taking place among neighboring municipalities to begin opening landfills on a special and careful basis to accommodate residents but continue to maintain social distancing regulations. It has been reported that by the Ontario Waste Management Association that there is an increase in waste being generated due to COVID-19 and then more people are staying at home. See attached business plan below, prepared by the public works manager, and the alternative is to keep the landfill closed until we get a little more clear direction from the province. And consultations are Town of Renfrew, Township of Whitewater, Township of McNabb site.
Okay, thank you, Adam. Questions on Adam's report? Councillor Webster.
Just two things I was thinking about. The two vehicles allowed on site, should we think about a contingency plan to not have the road all backed up and upset the taxpayers, just if we can store more cars on site, because we could keep them 6 feet apart on site within the landfill. That's possible, or that was the one issue. And the only other issue is this, the $10 flat rate fee. I don't know if that's, I get it. It's easy for people to drop one or two bags off. Is it still a $10 requirement by them?
Okay. Deputy Mayor Campbell had his hand up next, and then we'll have to go back and I've discussed that with Adam.
Okay, and that was one of my concerns, was the quantity of what that one fee is. So we'll address that. One of the other was the only bag waste, leaf and yard waste, and brush is to be collected to ensure users are in and out within the 10 minutes. No construction, demolition, this will really have to be sold or really publicized to accommodate this. And I can just see this may bottleneck the process. I'm hoping that if word gets out enough, and this, the quick changeover from opening till noon, and then from noon on being two different sides of 17. I applaud the way you broke this down. Just a couple of concerns of how that may work, though. I think there's going to be enough. I guess I'll have to see how you intend to get the word out. So I'll leave it at that and let you speak on that, Adam. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, Councillor Humphreys, Councillor Carew, if you don't mind, I'm going to leave Adam go ahead and address what's in front of him right now, and then I'll ask you for your comments after. Adam, you want to go ahead and address what concerns there is right at the moment?
Most of the calls that we've been receiving are for bulk leaf and yard waste and people looking to clean out their sheds. So we anticipate that it will be a large quantity of materials coming in. If we get that word out, hopefully that will translate and people can still pick up bag tags at $2 a cost from the office to accommodate extra bags at the curb. Also, there's lots of room there where there is no houses. There's not a lot of houses on Edie. So if we block the road off and keep one-way traffic flowing through, I do think it would work best to keep everybody moving in a steady manner. If we start allowing multiple people into the landfill, it could get disorganized. Contractors and all them have been accommodated through this. After the first week or so, we started letting them in on an appointment basis only. So they have been serviced through this whole thing, but rather well. So this is just to really try to ease the people that want to get rid of that bulk quantity of material from regular spring cleanup. The fee, definitely negotiable, but I think it's easy to try to keep the exchange of money down to a minimum to make it a flat rate. Some people are going to win on that cost. Some people are going to lose on that cost if they bring in leaf and yard waste, which is supposed to be free, but it's kind of a happy medium to cover our costs of operating it.
Councillor Webster, does that answer your concerns?
Yeah, in regards to the road, I just, the money thing, I just, we've got to get that point out also, I guess, when we're advertising, make sure to ensure that, just so there's no arguments at the gate, so to speak.
Absolutely. It's all going to be about proper communication, and we fully anticipate that we will get people who won't follow from the separation from the highway, but if we put that message out, maybe it'll filter out some of them, so we won't see just a massive influx of traffic coming in the morning, and then, you know, you didn't anticipate another rush in the afternoon, so it's just to try to filter that rush down a bit.
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Deputy Mayor Campbell, did your questions get answered?
I think so. It's again, the as long as communication's out there, it's the residents need to know again for the money, because some will be assuming it'll be the leaf and bag, the leaf bags will be free, and they may want to double up with some other stuff to bring it and make sure they're getting their money's worth, if you would. So as long as that's sent out. And, and then the times for when they're, supposed to be there. I'm hoping there's not a bottleneck back onto Storyland Road. That'll just have to be monitored and moved along. So it's a unique situation. I'm sure staff has thought of everything there. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. You wanted to answer, Adam?
Yeah, just the cost typically for a cubic meter of unsorted is $20, $18 to $20 for sorted versus unsorted. So they're getting a cubic meter and a half for 10. So if they bring the proper material, they're getting a deal, right? So if they bring a bunch of leaf in the yard, yeah, they're going to take it on the nose a bit. But as long as, like I said, if we get that word of mouth out properly.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Carew, comments, concerns?
And thanks, Adam. It's well documented. Few concerns I have, it obviously, is the cost. I don't know if we should be, if we are reopening, do we just provide with the regular cost going forward? I just don't feel like with leaving yard waste we should be charging. I understand your point with some people will offset if you bring a big load in. I'm just worried that if it typically is $20, for example, to bring a half ton load of garbage in, that might encourage more people to come right now than. And one thing what would be encouraged residents to use their free landfill pass. With the opening on the long weekend, should we open on the Tuesday, the 12th? As regular hours, just to try to stop that influx. It might people are retired, or if they're off, they might come on Tuesday instead of Saturday. They might limit some traffic on Saturday. I think that's my, and maybe if you can clarify, so people will be going in the new entrance and exiting the old entrance, if you can clarify that.
No, in the old entrance, out the new entrance. So the traffic would be from Storyland into the old entrance, down to the landfill and the main dumping area where the waste and leaf and yard is all in the same concentrated area, which is the reasoning behind only taking them and its main calls that we're getting is people wanting to get rid of their garage cleanouts, as well as leaf and yard, and then they exit out the new entrance and head towards Mullins. So it's a steady one-way flow of traffic. Traffic's lined up, waiting to get in on the proper sides of the road. And if need be, local traffic, we could try to redirect them around. If they're adamant, we send them through very cautiously with people attending both entrances at Mullins and Storyland.
Okay.
I think the intention was to open up on the 12th just as a soft opening to alleviate the weekend traffic, so that we could get a staff could get a chance to see how all that's going to kind of go down, and then we'd be ready to rock and roll more efficiently on the Saturday of the weekend.
Okay. Councillor Humphreys, do you want to go ahead, please?
I bring in one gate and out the other. See, $10 is, I don't know whether it's going to bother some people, but it will bother, sure, it's $10. But I think the main thing is we have to have, I know I see you have walkie-talkies for the people at the gates, so, and you're going to have more staff, so that's going to cost the township more money too. But is there any problems if you need extra help that we could really lay out, give people a notice? I know you're going to put it on the website and stuff, but as they come along Storyline, give them a thing and show them where to go. As soon as they get in the gate, they go straight through for a brush and go slightly left for household garbage, or just to show them the new, like the way things are set up. So we may be able to get three cars going through instead of two. Just, I think we have done, Adam's done a good job getting things, I agree, in one gate and out the other for sure. But I'm just wondering if we can help. I know we're going to put it on the website, and we're going to try and promote it as much as we can through social media and stuff. But I feel that we should almost, you know, maybe the counselors, I know I go up and work, you know, and give out brochures and explain things to them as they come along off Storyland to make sure the traffic's, and make, you know, and I'm hoping that our bylaw officer would be around too. Like, maybe we should invite him to show up too, just to say this is the way it's going to be, and if there's any problems, you'll be fine. So I think we have to be a bit hard-nosed but also fair to people. So that was my only concern. Are we going to invite the bylaw officers to come for just to show a little bit of that we're not goofing around and this is a privilege? So I don't know whether that's makes sense or not, but that's, I think we have to be proactive. So
okay, so Adam, you want to answer that, please? And then I got to go back to Councillor Carew because I'm not sure all his questions got answered there.
Definitely, I think on the Storyland Road, if we set the barricades in a little bit and gave people room to stop, give them a quick orientation of how this is going to work, maybe some councillors or, you know, staff could set up down there and give them their basic run through. This is what you do. This is the fee. This is where you go. The confusion.
We've lost you, Adam.
Yeah.
Frozen in time.
Just in reply to the comment of the bylaw officer. Oh, sorry, Adam. I think you're back now. We can certainly invite MLES to come and show presence there, and they've already been asked to tour around and patrol certain areas of the township to ensure that social distancing protocols are being adhered to already. Good. So, yeah.
I think it makes it look like we're trying to be proactive, and we're not, you know, this is still, we're opening ahead of the Ontario, overall Ontario stuff. So I think with Whitewater and Ramper opening the same sort of weekend, I think we're doing a good job in Eastern Ontario, but I think the bylaw officer should be there. So.
Okay, it looks like we lost Adam totally right now.
Yeah, I just messaged him to see if he's probably trying to get back on there now. And just in regards to the leaf and yard waste and brush, if they come with a load of that, I don't think the intention is for staff to be charging for that, because it is normally free of charge. It's yeah, predominantly just the bagged waste in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Just to clear that up, yeah.
Okay, so Councilor Carew did have a couple of questions I don't think answered, but we'll have to wait for Adam to get back to do that.
Were there any questions that I could potentially answer, or are they specifically to?
Well, let's ask Councilor Carew that. Is there questions? Can them answers be come from Hope?
I think there's some. I thought going back, and the only questions I had were, well, not a question, more comments, was the fee. I feel we should be charging what we've always part of our fee structure is. I don't feel we need to veer from that. And then also, with opening on Tuesday, I think that was already answered. And then I just don't know if so the car, like, so then will traffic be, so one would be basically with Edie Road, is it one way? I don't know if that can cause more confusion or not, but it's just my concerns.
Okay, Adam, you back with us?
Yes, sorry, I apologize for that.
did you hear Lane's questions?
I heard the tail end of it about being concerned about the one-way traffic. I think if we allowed them in from both ways, it would be very difficult to filter them in through the one gate and allow them out the other gate safely. That's where the attendants come in at both ends of Edie Road at Mullins and Storyland. If someone tries to come in Mullins Road, we redirect them around to the Storyland end so that you're not having vehicles coming at each other. It's probably the safest way to keep traffic controlled.
Okay, so yeah, Lane,
I'm just wondering if it's a long way around for them. I think the whole point is reopening things to allow our residents to provide a space to go and to limit any illegal dumping. I do understand, like, with the staff and residents gotta be safe. I'm just wondering if we open, like, with the Tuesday, we encourage people if they can on Tuesday and then on Saturday, if it will reduce the limit. And then I don't know with the two, like with Councillor Webster, if we increase that to five, especially if people, and maybe it's a judgment call on the person that letting people in. If one person's going to leaf and yard waste section, another person's going just to recycling, maybe you can produce, you know, you might allow three or four in at a time. But if all people are going in the same area, maybe you limit that.
Okay. Councillor Humphreys, I'll get you in a minute. I see your hand.
Okay, no problem.
Can you answer that, Adam?
Yeah, the area we have for leaf and yard and waste collection is very orientated in the same area. It is not a large area. The reasoning behind the two vehicles is if they come in pairs of two, that would mean there would be four, possibly five people. It's to try to keep it, that number of five, down underneath that number by the province of the gathering. If we can allow more people to go as it goes through and it is working well, I think, yes, that's a great idea to increase that, but that's something I think we should test the waters on Tuesday and see how it goes.
Okay. Does that answer, Ed Lane?
Yeah, the only concern I have is if we start changing our, like, I'd rather see our one is how we're going to do it for next how many weeks versus changing it. I think that then the public will get confused.
Okay.
And even with, like, the non-construction waste, I feel like if we're opening, why not just be open and allow, and accept everything? This is my comments.
Okay, well, I think the reason for that not accepting everything is to make sure we can spin enough cars through in that given day in order to get the bulk of it over with and then start filtering in the construction demolition waste afterward. Yeah, Councillor Humphreys.
Yeah, my only recommendation, could we not put a sign at Johnson's and Mullins Road saying to continue up, and then also put a sign on River Road in Mullins saying, if you're going to dump due to the, make them go around, it's not that much further to go up to Storyland that I come in that end, but I wonder if we should sign it more than blocking it off at Edie, which we have to do from people cutting across on Edie. But most people come out of Topsdale, they go up Johnson Road. And so we can put a sign there to make them go ahead up Johnson Road. People coming up from the cottager stuff on River Road, just make them go up to Storyland Road or to Johnson Road. But Edie Road could be sort of just one local traffic out on Castleford Road. So the more signs we have, we maybe can get people sort of directed in the right route. So I don't know what do you think about that, Adam? I don't know, just thoughts.
Johnson would be possible. I think if we started on Storyland, it would require coordination with the county, and it is a very high traffic road. So again, this is all stuff that we can work out on Tuesday, which was Hope's idea to do a soft opening on Tuesday. So I think that'll help us work out some of these glitches and get it down. So when we do have that heavier influx on Saturday, that it will be hopefully smooth. And like I said, we're trying to concentrate on the people that haven't really been serviced during the shutdown, which, you know, the curbside is still effective. Contractors are still allowed to come in by call-in basis. So it's really to let the leaf and yard and that bulk material from people cleaning out, you know, trying to get rid of the cabin fever and cleaning out their garage to allow them to bring their materials in.
Perfect.
Okay. Deputy Mayor Campbell, did you have a question?
No, I'm just in agreement with Adam saying that, you know, we're just trying to get rid of the, you know, the basic stuff. And again, if we communicate that, if it's a major renovation done at their home, they can make an appointment to come through. So, but that's extreme. It's more the bigger contractors that are making the appointments right now.
Okay, Hope.
Just at the end tail, I just would like some direction on the fees of what we would be charging the truckload, or if we're going to stick with our regular fees in our fees bylaw. I just want some direction from council on that.
Okay, so I would like Councillor Webster and Councillor Carew to actually work with Adam and come up with that structure. They are part of the task committee, and I'm sure whatever they come up with will be acceptable to council if rest council is agreeable to that. Would that be something that's acceptable, Councillor Humphreys?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah. Deputy Mayor Campbell?
I would be in agreement, yes.
Yeah. So, Councillor Webster, is that something that you could work through, and then we're sure it's being the council's voice is being heard?
Yes, I don't have an issue working through that. This one question, I guess, to Hope is, because it's in our bylaw or fees, will we be violating any?
We would have to pass a resolution of council, which I'm just currently working on, if we are going to be changing any of the fees. So what I'm just going to write, if what I'm hearing is going to be decided upon, is that we would have the task committee chair, Councillor Carew, work alongside with Public Works Manager Knapp to amend the user fee bylaw just specifically for this event, for the tipping fees, and not have a dollar figure on it, and then that comes back. Yeah.
Okay, that'll, okay, great.
Okay, I just want to say staff has done an excellent job of what they put together here. There's going to be hiccups, but it didn't matter what was put on paper. Come Tuesday, they're going to find something else needed to be on there or not on there. So, but they've done a good job of working through this, and definitely give us something for a foundation to move forward with. So thank you for that. And I'm sure that Councillor Webster and Councillor Carew will straighten around any fee structure or anything that it will be acceptable to us all and the residents. So thank you for that. So I do need a mover and a seconder for the staff report for the landfill site operations. Would you like to read out what you've written then, Hope?
Yeah, I will, but I think Councillor Carew might have had his hand up.
Oh, sorry. Councillor Carew, did you have your hand up?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm just wondering if we should go ahead and pick, like, with the, if we're not accepting construction waste on the long weekend for sobering, should we go, like, in our media, should we go ahead and state and pick a date when we're going to allow that? That way it might ease the residents saying that I have a bunch of waste, like, when can I bring it? I wonder if we should, part of that, our whole media thing, if we're only accepting leaf and yard waste and recycling garbage, this date we're going to accept the rest of the waste.
Okay, so I actually think, thank you for that, but I actually think that the committee now can make them decisions that will be acceptable, and you can go that route with it, so we'll all be notified by email what that decision is anyway. If that's acceptable with you. Councillor Webster? No?
No, good job, Adam, on it. That's really good.
Okay, so do you want to read that out, Hope, please?
One moment, please.
A moment's over already, so you got 30 seconds.
Okay. That council received the business plan provided by the Public Works Manager, and that council agreed to move forward with the special landfill site opening, special landfill site operating strategy beginning May 12th, 2020. And further, that test committee chair Webster work with Councillor Clarew and Public Works Manager Adam Knapp to work together and provide a fee structure for the landfill user fee specifically for these special openings in accordance with bylaw number 2019-22 and potentially amending the user fee.
Do I have a mover? Councillor Humphreys, second by Deputy Mayor Campbell. Any more discussion? None being heard. Okay, Councillor Webster?
Four.
Deputy Mayor Campbell?
Four.
Councillor Carew?
Four.
Councillor Humphreys?
Four.
And I'm four. Okay. Candidate cancellation due to COVID.
Just would like some clarification from council regarding the likelihood of canceling Canada Day events. The majority of municipalities in the county of Renfrew, upon hearing today during my CAO clerk's conference call, is that the majority of municipalities are indeed canceling Canada Day events and looking at potentially holding them later in the year, depending on provincial restrictions. So I just wanted to ensure that council was on board with that, and that we would put the messaging out, unfortunately, to let everybody know that the Canada Day events, including the fireworks, may or may not be canceled. Well, the fireworks may not be canceled depending on the provincial fire ban, but that the actual breakfast and Canada Day events that we hold at the community center will indeed be canceled.
Okay, Councillor Webster?
In regards to the Canada Day, I believe we should follow suit with everybody around us and then possibly wait for the Ontario government to lift the ban or whatever we're going to be at that point. But I think that decision can be kind of delayed a little bit.
Okay. I'm going to add a comment on that because that's direct. The Canada Day, there's no room left to actually cancel it because of all the prep work and to get the people there that needed to be there, the exhibitors that we normally have on Canada Day. We don't have the opportunity to do that anymore. So if it was, the decision was made to actually try and do a Canada Day event, it would have to be really downscaled from what people would be used to. Deputy Mayor Campbell.
No, I'm in agreement. So we started with safety being the protocol. Until we hear we get a clean bill of health throughout, I believe we're doing the right thing. Thank the volunteers. I'm sure it's a hard decision for them to do. So Thank you.
Okay. Councilor Carew.
I would agree with in canceling it.
Okay. Thank you. Councilor Humphreys.
Yes, I'm in agreement to cancel also. It makes sense. Somebody else, we don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks, whether we have another spike. It has to be canceled because we can't prepare for it anyhow. So yeah. We can do something later on.
Okay. Councilor Webster, are you acceptable to that then?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. That's good. Hope we don't need a resolution for that, right?
No, we don't.
Thank you. Council and staff members' concerns? None? Councilor Webster.
I'm just going to offer my services for to Adam on Tuesday of next week, and we'll see how the Saturday goes. But if you need assistance directing traffic or whatever you need me for, I'll be available.
Deputy Mayor Campbell.
I'll throw my hat in the ring as well.
Councilor Humphreys, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah, I'll be available too. Just, you know, we do a split shift or something, or just even do care counts or something. I'm available for that. Just be in touch, Adam.
Okay. Thank you. Councilor Carew?
Might as well, yeah. This is one concern that, especially if we are volunteering, that just safety and if we should be all wearing vests if we are out in the roadway.
Okay. Adam, I think all of council, including myself, is willing to help out to get through what we need to get through. So if you have assigned at times and assigned a job so we can just go to where we need to go without bothering you during that day. Yeah. But Tom and Lane will hopefully be able to keep us all intact and lead us forward. So.
Excellent. Yeah, I'll definitely work on a layout for times and that to get staff and council ready to go. So when we do open, we're hopefully smooth.
Which one of the girls are doing the Tim Horton runs?
We all will. We'll all take a turn.
Yeah, <there. laughs> Right on. Councillor Humphreys, Chad, your hand up.
Do you have any new vests, Adam, for us to wear? Or should we go and get one from Home Harbor or something? I didn't know whether the township had any vests to wear.
I do believe there is some in stock in our lockers. I will confirm that with you whenever I put a schedule out.
Thank you.
There should be 5 down at the community center for the parking for Canada Day also.
Okay. I will look over there.
Okay. Any other council members' concerns or comments? Staff? Hope?
So I will go ahead and schedule a budget and the public meeting tomorrow, and I'll just confer with all of you tomorrow morning in regards to what that date will be before I advertise. And then that's it, and we'll be able to get that over with and on to the next hurdle. So,
well, there will be one guaranteed. Okay, no other staff concerns? No, okay, thank you. Deputy Mayor Campbell, confirming bylaw 2020-24.
I won't move that, but away we go.
Yeah. Do I have a seconder? Do I have to call everybody's name for this? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Councillor Webster?
4.
Deputy Mayor Campbell?
4.
Councillor Carew?
4.
Councillor Humphreys?
4.
And I'm 4. Okay, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Hopefully someday soon we'll be back to business in the council chambers here, but we'll have to see how time actually erodes.